dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
All right. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. It is podcast time, and we have got not only a new podcast, but a new class for you right here at 8th and Walton. This is actually one that suppliers have been asking us for a while. It's the e-commerce class, specifically e-commerce for Walmart suppliers. Now, this is really the basics for doing business on Walmart.com. And it was designed by our guest today, Ms. Lori Carter. Lori's going to join us right after the break and tell us all about this new class and webinar. Oh, here's the really good news. It's only 3 hours because it covers really just what you have to know to be successful without all the fluff. And we like that, don't we, Emma? We like just cutting right through the fluff, getting to the basics. Hey, also joining us after the break is going to be our good friend Joel Graham to give us an update on Walmart's new item creation process as it relates to omnichannel and also what he's been hearing from our supplier friends since we talked about it last month. Lots of interesting information coming up next. Please stay with us. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Like I mentioned before the break, we're talking about e-commerce, new classes here at 8th and Walton. Joining me here in the fun house, Joel Graham is back, but first time on the podcast, Ms. Lori Carter. Lori, great to have you.
It's good to be here.
Joel Graham, thank you for being here again.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Hey, Lori, let's start with you because this whole e-commerce side, it can really still be that tough nut to crack for a lot of suppliers. So as far as this new class, the new e-commerce class here at 8th and Walton, what kind of things are you going to be covering for us?
Well, a lot of people, when it all boils down, you really need to know the basics. Sometimes e-commerce can be very ambiguous. It's very hard to navigate. A lot of people, you know, they've been told you have to get your item on .com and they're like, I have no idea where to even begin. So this class really focuses on the very, very basics. We'll discuss e-commerce in general. We're going to discuss what is DSV versus owned. We're going to poke around in Supplier Center and see what all the buttons do. We'll discuss the different ways to set up an item online. And we will discuss omnichannel. And we'll also get into some .com reporting. It's not for the person who already knows how to do all of this, but they want to get into the seriously technical side. That's not what this class is. It is truly for the person who has no idea how to start the foray into the .com world.
Well, and I want to talk about that person for a second, that small supplier, that medium supplier that maybe in, you know, a few Walmart stores and now they're having to set their items up for online. What, in your experience, what's been some of the biggest challenges for that small to medium supplier, as you say, in that foray to the .com world?
Just where to begin. They don't even know where to begin. The fact that sometimes there are two supplier centers. A lot of people didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I'm glad you're in here. I just learned that.
They don't know how to set their items up. What do they do after it gets set up? How to upload inventory? We'll cover all of that in the class and also go over some trends of where .com in general is going, not just Walmart, but e-commerce in general, and some changes that are about to come down the pike with Walmart and Supplier Center.
Yeah, so it is not only just putting your items on the site, it's that whole back-end process as well.
Correct. And there's about to be one Supplier Center. So there are a lot of changes going on within Walmart. It can be very, very daunting to try to navigate it all by yourself if you have no idea where to begin.
That's going to be a helpful class. And I've got a link in our podcast description out to the class. You can take a look and see everything that's listed. Joel, we were talking about this. It kind of goes back to the conversation we were just having last month about Walmart's whole new item setup process. So now that you and I have talked about it a little bit, what's the word on the street from suppliers about the whole new process?
Well, it's not changed too much. It's pretty much the same. And, you know, I love having Lori on board because
her and I are kind of students of e-commerce. We're in there every day. So while she says that she will teach the class from a basic level, just know that the person teaching is an expert and works in it every day. I think, as Lori said, there's a lot of things still yet to come. There's some things that need to be fixed. We've experienced some pain when we try to upload the sheets to create the item. We have to do it 7 times because it gives us what they call spec errors. Something's not quite done right in the system, but you don't know that until you upload it. So, yeah, it's interesting, but I think this class is going to be great, especially for that person who maybe, you know, boss said, hey, you're the .com person right now, wear that other hat. Which
that never happens in the supplier world.
I mean, I've got friends, and they do everything. They do accounting, they do e-commerce, I've set up sales analysis, replenishment. So that's the perfect supplier for this, who's just told you've got the responsibility, or someone who's been working in it but is still really confused about where they should be working, what they should not be doing. I think this class is going to be a very good eye-opener for that.
Well, and you just brought up another issue in the supplier world, and that is maybe you don't have that person on your team. You don't have that go-to person. And unfortunately, a supplier doesn't really do item setup every day or even every year. So how are we supporting them on that realm as well?
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, like I said in the last podcast, most suppliers don't set up multiple items throughout the year. Most of the time, it's a once a year, maybe once every 18 to 20 months experience, maybe even every 2 years. Maybe you've never set up an item. One thing Lori alluded to is Walmart is going toward the true omni-channel point, which is the brick and mortar and the .com are starting to blend together, and they will be one at some point, and there will be one supplier center, and there will be one way to build an item.
Excellent. All right, so check out our podcast description for a link to the class. Lori, Joel, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
It was good to be
here. Thanks, Jared.
And that's going to do it for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you again for downloading us this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, I appreciate you. I value the work that you're doing, and I'm very, very glad that you're here and you're a part of the team. I just felt like you needed to hear that. I think we both know your boss is never going to tell you that.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.